Hey guys, before we begin today's show, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Feeling down in the dumps? Feel like you need someone who isn't a friend or family member to talk about it with? BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapists network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire and help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched up with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Right now, Dark Therapy listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/darktherapy. That's better, BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks again to BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast, and take charge of your health today. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Dark Therapy Session. You can follow both of us on Instagram. I am Arsay Senior. That's R-S-A-Y-S-R. And Brandon at Brandon Janeau Show. J-A-N-E-A-U, for those of you that don't know. But you can see that there at the bottom. Today, we got quite the fucking episode for you guys. First and foremost, we're going to be hated on these FMKs, and the topic of discussion, which I will get into here in a second, we will also be hated on. But other than that, what's up, Mr. Brandon? How you doing, man?
Ready to get hated on. How you feeling?
Yeah, I think I'm ready to get hated on too, brother. For real, for real. Facts. And if you guys are ready to hate on us and y'all want to send us some hate letters and all that other good shit, you can email us.
We're
going to read it live on the air. You can send us the email at darktherapysession@gmail.com. Also for the podcast, if you guys can, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Follow us on Spotify and rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. That really would help our numbers out, and we really would appreciate that. This is a Channel 82 exclusive. So if you are watching this on Channel 82, thank you for watching. If you are seeing this later on, please go to channel, that's C-H-A-N-N-E-L, 8, the number 8, T-Y, the number 2, channel82.com. You'll get the exclusive episodes. It's going to be quite a few up there. So please help us out and rate and review, like I said, on Apple Podcast. That would really, really, really help us. We would really, 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 really appreciate that shit, for real, for real. And just like I said last week, I have started a tier on Patreon to where we proceeds obviously will be split between Brandon and I. It is the Dark Therapy Session tier. Is a $5 tier. It's still less than a cup of coffee a month, and it still supports us. So if you guys can just go ahead and subscribe become a patron. After 3 months, you'll get an exclusive Dark Therapy sticker, which is pretty dope. It's the logo that we have, and it's a big, it's about a 3x5 sticker. It's pretty dope, I gotta admit. I don't have any yet. I will be getting some soon. So other than that, today's topic is venting / negative Nancy's. Mr. Brandon, I gotta throw it to you first, because I'm gonna let you get in trouble first.
I see.
Long
stretching, because I gotta get the stretch
out. Yeah. Nice. Hell yeah. Show them legs for DC. Anyway, but all right. So venting. Let's start with venting. Now, are you the type of personality where people can come up to you or feel as if they can come up to you and tell their problems to you and unload everything that's on their minds and their hearts to you? Are you that kind of person?
I hate to say it, but yeah. I don't know if it's the way I look. I don't know if it looks like he looks like he can hold some information. Let me go tell him how I feel today. I don't give a fuck how you feel. I care less. I got my own shit to deal with. Why I gotta listen to you talk all day?
Facts.
But yeah, here's the fucked up part with that shit. Cause usually people do that shit, but then you can't tell them shit about your life because then they be like, ah, oh, just get out your feelings. You all right. You know what the fuck. Like, bitch, facts. What the fuck? Like you just said all this shit to me, but I can't tell you two things. Yeah. Two things. It's just the most fucked up shit.
It is. And there's people that, you know, those kind of people don't realize that when you unload all your shit onto me and then you won't let me reciprocate and let me unload all my shit onto you, you're just a piece of shit. You're just taking advantage of somebody that's nice enough to listen to your problems. You know what I mean? And I don't know about how you feel about these kind of things, but I retain those emotions and they, you know what I'm saying? I get consumed by that person's emotions and mm-hmm. it really messes with my head, man. It really, mm-hmm. really does. Yo. It's like, you know, can't you acknowledge, can you not see through your own eyes that maybe not, it may not be a good time right now for you to be doing this?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. Like, right. Like they're trying to unload their emotions onto somebody.
Right.
It's not the conversation. It's the fact that you're trying to unload how you feel onto me. That mm-hmm. shit ain't got nothing to do with me. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you also like me. When you say something to me, now I got to like come up with a plan to help you. So now I'm all day thinking about what the fuck you told me. And now I got to try to figure out how to fix the shit for you. Mm-hmm. And still worry about my own fucking self. It's a right. fucked up ass thing.
And it's a fucked up cycle.
It's fucked up. Like it is. And I wish more people would actually pay attention to that. Cause that's the main thing. Like, That's how you zap somebody's energy the most. It's sure. like when they tell you some stupid shit or they tell you some shit. And as a person that do take all shit into, you know, their own personal lives, because I can see anything, you know what I'm saying? I got a different point of view than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So I can easily take it as, you know, okay, you know, maybe you just a little bit overreacted to that situation. No, you was probably feeling you was probably right to have those emotions, but did you tell that person how you felt about that? I would take that shit and I would run with it. And that is a fucked up feeling, because it's like you kind of are helping motherfuckers that don't respect the fact that you are helping.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up. And then what happens is like if you start giving damn advice, then they're like, oh, nah, I don't want, you know, nah, I ain't going to do that. Or they don't even pay attention to what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? It's like, motherfucker, I'm sitting here listening and thinking about your motherfucking problems. But you don't want to sit here and listen to what kind of advice that I have to give for your problem that you just dumped on me. You know, it's like, yo, go ahead.
Now I get to the point now where I just be like, did you tell that person? No, you didn't tell that person. I guess it doesn't matter that fucking much.
Right. Good point. Good point. That's it. Nah, seriously.
Like if you didn't tell that, if it hasn't made you go tell that person how you felt yet, it don't really matter.
Yep. Yep. And why is it that you feel like you need to run to me first before you even run to that person? You know what I'm saying? Like, without getting too deep earlier, you know, what happened to me was something happened with some vehicles and, you know, someone came up to me venting about these vehicles and about how things were handled and stuff like that. And I'm sitting here like, yo, I don't want to hear it. And the person kept on talking. I was like, no, seriously, I don't want it. Nah, I don't want to hear it. She's like, sorry, I just gave something away. But they're like, I'm just trying to vent. I'm just trying to vent to you. I was like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want you to vent to me. And I told them, I was like, listen, you don't understand. People always feel like they can come up to me and vent. I'm tired of it. And I don't want to hear nobody else's stuff because I got my own stuff to deal with. And that shut everything down right then and there. And yeah, hopefully, I mean, hopefully for the future as well. I hope it shut it down for the future as well. You know what I'm saying?
I've gotten to the point where I still let somebody vent, but I just don't give a fuck.
See, I'd rather tell you up front that I don't give a fuck than to listen to your whole fucking story and not offer any advice. You know, I would probably want to, if I'm going to listen to your bullshit ass story, I'm probably going to, I'm going to try to offer some advice, but if you don't want to hear my advice, I don't want to hear your bullshit story.
He's like, if I'm going to listen to this whole ass shit, let me at least tell you how the fuck I don't give a fuck. Let me at least show you why I don't give a fuck.
Right. Exactly fucking and right.
And that's the thing. Like, I think it's that. I think even in, you know, even in that sense, like, I've always said this. Like, I've always been the guy that my family thought they could just come to and just start talking.
Sure.
Because, again, like, I'm completely different than anybody else. It's just like, but at the same time, I had to learn how to stop doing that shit. Cause it's like, there's nobody there when I need it. Mm-hmm. So might as well just say, fuck that. I'm gonna just, you know what I'm saying? Just fuck that. I'm not about
right.
to.
Right.
Because when I need y'all to have these conversations and shit, nobody's there.
And you're the youngest, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a little brother thing. I think that's mm-hmm. exactly what it is. Big brothers, big sisters always feel like they can come to us.
Yeah.
Not saying that my situation was that, but you know, when you have somebody in that kind of position in your life and they feel like they can come up to you and tell you anything that they want, you know, it's the reason we are the way we are. I feel because it's been happening our entire lives. And that's the reason I was like, yo, I don't give a fuck. I don't care. You don't need to be venting to me. I stopped that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? There's only two people, right? There's only five people that I would listen to when they want to vent. And that's my two brothers and my three kids. That's it.
That's it.
But don't come at me. This is not for my kids now. Now, if y'all listening, boys, this is not for y'all. But if my brothers and you're going to come at me with some hoe ass shit, I don't want to hear that neither, though. Let's keep this shit real.
That is.
You know what I'm saying? I really don't want to hear that shit either. Why are you telling me this when you're supposed to be telling that person that? You know what I mean? Nah. Not that they do that.
Yeah, but it's the same. It's the same. Yeah. My family does that shit to me. And it's just like, bro, I don't care enough. When I was young, I had to listen. Right. So I had nowhere to go. Sure. Now I can just get the fuck up and be like, yeah, I don't care. Now I can just get the fuck up and be like, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't really care. I just don't have the energy to give a fuck.
Right.
it's real easy to say.
It's really easy to say. It's none of my business. Yo, that's none of my business, bro. I don't want to hear it. That's none of my business. You know what I mean?
It's not that it's none of my business. It's just like, you're not going to take the advice.
No.
That's it.
Just like, they'll vent to us, but they won't take our advice, bro. Fuck.
It's like, I don't need to have a conversation with you and then you literally be like, but that was cool. What the fuck you mean that was cool? What the fuck? Like, that's it. That's the whole conversation. I'm so happy you was here to let me get that shit off my chest. What the fuck with you?
And we just stuck there. Right. And we just stuck there holding our dicks in our hands like, okay, the fuck we do with all this new information? You know what I'm saying? It's terrible, man.
That shit ruined it a bitch.
It's terrible, man. It fucking sucks. Go ahead.
And they have no, like, it's the fact that we help you with the vitin shit, but then you have, like, we help you with the vitin shit, but yet,
yeah.
It's like nobody gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. And here's the thing. You're going to be back doing the same shit and venting about the same shit 2 weeks, 3 months, 5 years later. It's the same shit. I could care less. That's what gets you pissed off.
That's what gets you pissed off.
You're just dressing it up differently. Like, it's the same shit.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you ever think maybe you're the problem? I mean, just
no.
You know?
No, that's a vice. That's a vice. They're not gonna take that. That's a vice. They're not gonna take that.
In one ear and out the other. Damn sure right. You right. You right on that one, boy. You are. You right.
That was a vice. They're not gonna take that shit. Mm-hmm. So I've heard you tell that story to me 18 years straight. Did you ever think that maybe you might be the fuck up? Did that ever cross your mind?
Right.
Exactly. No, nigga, why would that cross my mind? What the fuck? They're like, oh my God. The nigga, you are helpless. I can't help you. I guess.
Exactly, man. It's wild, man. It's fucking wild, bro. I just, you know, and you know, growing up, you know, I always felt like I had a big heart and I always took in other people's problems and I always did this and I always did that. But I realized, you know what? Nobody ever cared about my motherfucking problems. Nobody ever asked how I was doing. Nobody ever asked.
You know what's crazy? Is that I just thought of this shit. They don't give a fuck about their problems. Mm-hmm. Like other people that vent to us,
yeah,
they don't give a fuck about their problems like that.
Probably right.
They don't care. They just want to bitch and moan and complain. They don't really have really a problem at all, to be honest. Like if you actually sat down and listen to motherfuckers' problems, it's the simplest shit. All you gotta do is go talk to a nigga.
True.
And that's it. And all the fuck you gotta do is just sit down, have a conversation with the nigga. So all the shit you telling me, but they gonna get mad and we gonna get into an argument and I don't feel like dealing with that shit. What the fuck you telling me for?
Right. What am I supposed to fix? It's like, you don't realize, you know, it's like they don't realize the type of person that I am. It's like I take that shit in. I have to be an ass, and I have to be an asshole. I have to be an asshole, and I have to tell you, look, I don't really give a fuck. The reason I don't give a fuck is because as soon as you tell me, I have to give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I have to do something about it. I have to give you advice. I have to come up with some kind of solution because that's the type of person I am. But
and that fucking creates our fucking overthinking and our fucking anxiety.
Oh God, yeah. Oh my goodness, yes.
Because now you add extra shit that don't make no fucking sense to be added.
Yep.
This and is not the ingredients hoe to my life. I could care less, hoe. Like, leave me the fuck alone. You're like, God damn.
Yo, I'm telling you, man, since my childhood, bro. And I'm talking about adult. I'm like 10 years old. I'm talking about whole ass adults coming up to me. 30 years old, telling me their problems and shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Uncle talking and shit.
Oh,
like,
man,
you drunk. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, man.
They're telling you some shit, but like, what the fuck? That has nothing to do with me.
They drunk as hell. They like, I've been to jail this many times and and all this other shit.
So it's ages my family. So it ages my family. Okay.
Nah. Hell no. Nah.
So that ain't just my family. Okay, I just made
it ain't. No, brother. That's what this shit is for. So we can fucking get together and actually see that our shit is not just us. It's universal.
Motherfucker pull you to the side and shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Like I had an uncle, he's a singer, and back in the day. He's just sitting there drunk crying one day. And I was like, you all right? In Spanish is Theo. That's uncle. You all right, Theo? Yeah, I'm all right, crying and shit. I was like, oh, cool. You got a nice tattoo. You know, he's like, yeah. I was like, where'd you get that at? In jail. And he starts crying and starts telling me all these fucking stories about when he was in fucking jail. I'm 10, 11 years old, man. I don't want to hear this shit. I just thought your tattoo was cool. And I did ask him if he was all right, but yo, I'm fucking 10.
Yeah, you opened the door.
I did, but I'm 10.
You opened the door.
But I'm 10.
We do that shit too
we
much.
Do that shit. We do that shit. Yeah, facts.
We do facts. Care. We right. care. It's fucked up, but we do care. So we ask somebody, hey, how you feeling?
Right.
We actually want the answer. Facts. That's the fucking problem.
Right. And then you give us the real answer. It's just like, fuck, I shouldn't even have asked. But still, I'm 10. You're fucking 30. Yeah. Why the fuck are you telling me all of this? I don't care if you got raped in the shower. I don't care about none of that stuff. Nah, I don't know. I don't know if that's what that's not what happened. I'm just joking, but I'm just saying though. You know what I mean?
Nah, but that shit be real. Like you ever get to the point where you just look at that motherfucker and say, I should never ask this motherfucker what's wrong with him today.
Oh my god, shit. Yes.
This nigga gonna write a book this day. Fuck goddamn, dude.
You and I will text back and forth. Hey man, how you doing today? You doing all right? Hey, no, I'm not doing too good. Yeah, me, I'm not doing too good either. This and that. Yo, we gotta try to maintain positivity, try to stay, you know, this and that. We can do that.
Yeah, because we know each other. We know it's no long stories here. We know what the fuck going on.
Right. But if we unloaded onto each other, I know for a fact that it'll be okay. If we did,
definitely. You know what I'm saying? We're doing it right now.
This is exactly right.
We're doing it right now.
Right now. That's right. That's exactly fucking right. So it's like, yo, leave me the fuck alone, please. Can you just leave me the fuck alone? Look, if you see me, if you see me watching TV, I ain't ask you a motherfucking question. I'm watching TV. That is not an invitation for you to start talking.
I want to put that shit on like Instagram and social media. Today just is the leave me the fuck alone day.
Yeah, fucking right.
Like, today is just the leave me the fuck alone day. Don't DM me. That's it. Don't send me shit. I'm good. Fuck you and all your problems. I'm good. Leave me the fuck alone. Like, that's what I love to do, but you can't put that on because people got sensitive training and shit. You got to care about people's feelings.
I always wanted to be a counselor growing up because I felt like that people always came was able to come up and talk to me and tell me their problems. So, you know, growing up, I was like, maybe I could be a counselor, you know, listen to people and try to help people and shit like that. I am so glad I didn't go into that field because nobody gives a flying fuck what kind of counseling you try to give or advice or anything like that. They just want to hear what the fuck they want to hear. That's it. That's all they want to do. They just want to hear what they want to hear. That's it. There is no counseling. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, I turned like 21, 22. I was like, yo, fuck everybody else's problems. I got my own shit. You know what I mean? I'm not this nice kid no more. When I tell people I'm an asshole, they're like, oh, you're so nice. No, I'm a motherfucking asshole for a reason too. It's to protect myself. Yo. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. Facts.
That's our shield.
Yep.
That's our shield. You know, we come off as a little aggressive sometimes with the conversation.
Sure.
But it is coming from a place of just like, not safety, it's more so just protection. Like, it's our shield. Mm-hmm. And you can get offended. I wouldn't. if you actually knew who the fuck we are.
Sure.
And that's the problem. Like, a lot of people just don't know who the fuck we are. And right. it gets so, and like I said, I ain't got time to be trying to like rub people's backs and tell them everything gonna be okay. Bitch, fuck you.
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. I got time for that shit today.
Yeah.
You ain't got time to rub people's backs and tell you it's gonna be okay. Mm-mm. Like, motherfucker, do you see the world we live in right now, motherfucker? Better grow some balls and let's go.
Gas prices, war, motherfucking goddamn everything, man. Mental health. Yo, I'm telling you, mental health is such a big deal right now. It's crazy the shit that people are going through and how they're acting out in public and to other people and shit like that and being just so aggressive. Like, goddamn, what the fuck is going on in this world? Maybe it's always been like that. I don't know.
Yeah. I think it has. I think they just knew how to dress it up better.
Yeah, maybe.
It wasn't so commercial.
Yeah, facts.
They you had mental health, they try to like discourage you from that shit. Yeah. Like, you ain't got mental health, you just off. Just like, right. like you just crazy. That's crazy Joe. We know crazy Joe. Crazy Joe do crazy shit. He said, "Kill your ass," a nickname.
Oh, you know, I can't remember any names, but there was definitely a lot of crazy Joes and a lot of crazy Janes growing up, man. There was definitely a lot of them, bro. Hell yeah, man.
Oh yeah. Yep. That's crazy, Joe. Nigga, what?
Did I tell you? You saw that?
Yeah.
It's just a moth. Did I tell you? All right, the first day here in Florida, not the first day, but the next day, the first day working, I went down to Orlando, and I'm parking downtown Orlando and shit. And I get out to go get, you know, my order that I'm supposed to be delivering. And there's just some dude out in the street. Fuck you! Fuck you! Fuck you! I'm talking about right here. He right here yelling that. Out into the air. I looked at him for a second, make sure he wasn't trying to do nothing with me. So he passed me. And then all of a sudden he says, "Your pussy stinks. Fuck you." And he's just yelling it out in the air, man. I'm like, well, welcome to Orlando, I guess.
I'll be like, this is not what Mickey Mouse had planned. What the fuck is going on in this motherfucking castle? The fuck? Mickey Mouse needs to do better. This shit is fucked up.
He probably got fired from Disneyland. I don't know. I don't know.
Hey,
he's probably was talking about Minnie's ass, her stank ass pussy. But it's wild. And you know, I've seen it a few other times since I've been here, just people yelling out, cursing and shit like that. There was one time I was at this gas station out here called Racetrack, and it was a guy in the corner. He's yelling.
You never seen a racetrack?
Nah.
You never seen a racetrack gas station?
Mm-mm, I don't think so.
Wow. Yeah, welcome to the South. Okay, continue.
I think we had one, but I never went to it. But yeah. What's it called? I'm standing at the light. I just happen to look over, and he's yelling towards the store. And because he's like on the sidewalk, he's yelling towards the store. And I don't know what he's saying. I got my window up and shit. I'm just happen to look over. And then you see him running towards the front entrance of the door. And I don't know what happened because the light turned green. I went on my way. So I went to deliver the food, came back, and I'm coming back towards the same way. I was like, oh, man. Next thing you know, I'm at a stoplight, and a fucking cop just starts zooming past me, goes right into that racetrack. So chances are he probably fought somebody, assaulted somebody, did something. I'm like, damn, man, this shit is wild out here, man. It's like the fucking Wild West for real out this bitch, man. It's crazy, yo. It's like, damn, this is, what the fuck going on here in Florida, bruh?
It's Florida.
Facts. At least there was places for people like that to go to in Virginia. Here, I don't know. I don't know if there is anywhere. They go to racetracks.
Florida's the place. They go to Florida.
Yeah, they all go to Florida. The whole state. And can I please say this? All right, this is another rant of mine for this damn state. Can y'all please learn how to motherfucking drive? Holy shit. Y'all are some cutting off ass motherfuckers. Y'all back up in front of people like it's nobody's business. It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
I love my family. I ain't got nowhere else to go. But yo, this shit is wild out this motherfucker, man. It is wild. Nobody gives a flying fuck.
Yo, the South ridiculous with the driving. They I can't even explain it. Like, the South is ridiculous with the driving. The motherfuckers ain't got no respect, no nothing. Just
facts.
I done seen this week two motherfuckers got their blinkers on. Ain't getting into the lane. I'm like, bitch, can you get into the lane, please? You are fucking up what I'm trying to do here. And get the fuck in the other lane, bitch.
That happens all the fucking time, man.
say, nigga, do you not know your blinker's on? Turn your fucking blinker off. What the fuck is you doing? Right. Why are you doing that? You're wasting my gas. You're wasting my gas.
I'm on fucking I-4, which is interstate here. And a Porsche got his blinkers on. He's got his hazards on. in the right lane doing 20 miles an hour. Now, I don't know what's happening. You know what I'm saying? All I know is this motherfucker got a Porsche and he's got his blinkers on and he's doing 20. Now, if you're the highway's like 70, I think. So that means the safe speed limit, the lowest safe speed limit on that road is 40. And he's doing half that. Yo, he's going to get fucked up one day if that happens again, man. And not, like I said, I don't know what happened, but still, pull the fuck over. Out of gas. Maybe, or was running out of gas or something. Sure. Mm-hmm. Pull the fuck over. Get yourself a fucking tow truck. You know what I'm saying? Don't be on the road out here like that. People are going to fucking kill you, man.
Yeah.
How are you going to run out of gas in a Porsche? God damn.
Wow. I think if I got paid like $1,000 for gas, I probably run out of gas too. Fuck this car. Nigga, right. Fuck this car.
Good point. Good point.
Nigga, that is a toe tag of fucking gas.
Yeah. Nigga,
toe tag me. Fuck it. Nigga, toe tag me. Fuck it. You know what I'm
saying? Now, let's switch topic up just a little bit. Negative Nancy's. You know what a negative Nancy is a person that's always constantly negative, no matter what the situation is, can never find the positivity in anything that he does or her, and is always and is constantly Cut that. Knowing damn well I'm not gonna cut it. I don't edit. I just make it look good. Whatever the fuck shit. We talk about is what we talk about, goddamn.
Yeah.
But just have you ever run into anybody, or do you know anybody that's like that? That's just constantly negative, or
oh my God.
Negative to the point where they're always angry. You know what I'm saying?
I would say angry negative, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And same thing like your situation. My.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's just so crazy. It's just like, yo,
I don't know
every
if it's like because they
fucking little they, thing you want to be you want to just be so negative about it. It's like, yo, why? First off, why are you yelling at everybody? You don't need to be yelling at nobody. And second off, it's like, why? Listen, you got a flat tire, bro. Why the fuck are you yelling at everybody? It's nobody's fault. That's just an example. I'm not saying that's what happened. I'm just saying that's an example. You know, it's just like the every little thing. I don't know. It's just it's so fucking.
I don't know. It's because
it's so emotionally consuming, and it's like, ugh. Just like we talked about earlier, how we take it in. It's like, oh my God, I don't want to fucking hear this shit no more. I don't want to deal with this shit no more. Can you please just shut the fuck up? You know what I mean? You know, it's like, you know.
I mean,
that's what. Other than the podcast, like, I keep my mouth shut. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, like nah, it's the same. Like my situation is that I don't know. It's because he always sees me as like the little brother, so that's probably why. But like everything I've ever tried to like really do, mm-hmm. got a negative fucking reaction towards it. It's like, come on, bro. Like you can't like every day, nigga.
Right.
Hey, every day, nigga. Shit.
Right. Like, right.
And that's the thing, like it gets to the point, like you said, like it gets to the point where it's just like it's draining, man. It's like goddamn, like and like I always say, like now I'm kind of like distance.
Sure.
It's like distance now, so it's kind of like I'm starting to see it kind of change a little bit.
Right, I got you.
But even in that sense, it's just still like it's still like maybe when it comes to this podcast world, he probably don't. You know, because he don't know really that much shit about it.
Mm-hmm.
So he just see me post shit and be like, oh, all right. But like, still, if we go out or something like that, nigga negative. I just like, that's why I don't go nowhere.
I got you.
Because of him, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Like my brother, man, he's an aggressive ass driver. He's been in Florida for fucking more than 10 years. So he's one of these fucking drivers I'm talking about, by the way. constantly fucking just can you just listen to my brain through my eye real quick? And it's like road rage, fucking just constantly I don't know, just a whole bunch of shit, man. It's just like, oh, come on, man. And I'm a fucking call him out for this shit too, because I told him I would, first and foremost. So I gotta keep to my word. He says, oh, your podcast needs substance. Not this podcast, my podcast, RSA podcast. Podcast needs substance. You gotta have a topic to talk about. I was like, yeah, I know. He was like, you don't ever do that. I was like, yeah, actually, I always do. But the way he says it, it's like, oh, your podcast ain't shit. I was like, what? My podcast ain't shit? You trying to tell me? Nah. What? You can't take criticism? I was like, not from a motherfucker that's never podcasted before. No, I'm not going to take any motherfucking criticism from that. I hate that shit, in fact, that motherfucker, you're going to try to criticize me for, podcasting and my podcast sucks. But yeah, you scared to be in front of a camera and a microphone. You know what I'm saying? I was like, how about you get on the microphone? How about I give you a microphone and a camera, and then you fucking do a podcast and we'll see what you come up with. Oh, nah, I can't do that. I'm just going to be sitting there like, I was like, yeah, exactly. That's what I do sometimes too. But yeah, I still fucking do it. You know what I mean? And the thing too is like, he was judging me off of shit that I started when I first fucking started podcasting. He hasn't seen any of these. You know what I'm saying? He hasn't seen any of the Skank Bank. He hasn't seen any of the Let Up. He hasn't seen anything else that I've done new. You know what I'm saying? The family episode that I did for the RSA podcast. Never seen any of those. He's talking about podcasts from 2 years ago. Two, three years ago when I first fucking started. I ain't going to judge me from something that was 2, 3 years ago. I'm a lot better now. You know that, right? You know, it takes practice. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you said. It's like that's like trying to go into somebody else's job and be like, well, you doing that shit wrong. Well, motherfucker, I've been doing this for 3 years. How the fuck you gonna tell me I'm doing something wrong?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, exactly.
It's like it don't even match. Like, it's not even like in the same conversation.
Right.
It's like, but yeah, I mean, it's not down. I can take criticism. It's just like, I can't listen to somebody that's gonna try to criticize me and you don't do what I do.
Exactly right. Exactly.
And it's hard. Right. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard for that. Like I said, my brother don't do that shit because he don't listen to my podcast.
Sure.
So,
but if it was anything else in life, he would probably, I don't know him like that, but if he did criticize you, let's say on the way that you drive, the way that you cook macaroni. Oh, he does. Macaroni and cheese or
I told you this nigga do the same shit. That's why I said,
I made this bomb ass meal. You want some of this food? Yeah, I'll take some of this. Oh, you didn't put any salt. Motherfucking bitch.
I just saw you not taste it. I literally just saw you just take the shit up and be like, this ain't no salt. What the fuck? You didn't try that shit. What the fuck? Don't start this shit. Like, I don't know how we're gonna get mad. Cause it's kind of like literally how that shit goes. Like,
yeah.
I know you didn't fucking.
Like, that's hilarious, bro. That's funny as hell, bro. That is so fucking funny.
Fucking look at it and be like, that ain't enough. What the fuck are you talking about? That ain't enough.
Terrible. The chronicles of being a little brother.
Oh my god! Oh, that's the title.
Oh, okay. that's not bad. All right, that's cool. Okay, all right.
See how we do shit. See, in the middle of the podcast, out of nowhere, we come up with titles.
Facts. That's true. That's a good point. I like it. Okay. Oh shit, man. All right, well, let's do our plugs, man, and we're going to start our FMKs. But before we do that, we're going to take a little break. We'll see you when we get back. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for being part of the podcast and listening. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you been struggling lately? Maybe you're having trouble sleeping, difficulty with a relationship, or just suffering from low self-esteem? Trust me, if anybody knows my story,
y'all definitely know that I've been dealing with the same exact thing. If so, then today's BetterHelp wants to help you. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. Talk to your therapist in a private online environment at your convenience. There's a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out the questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you can exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. You can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Dark Therapy Session listeners get 10% off of your first month of therapy. Join the 2 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Today's special offer to Dark Therapy listeners, get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com/darktherapy. Thanks for BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast. So Brandon, can you please give your socials and how people can follow you and all that good stuff?
Yeah, well, like my brother RC said earlier, Brandon Janu Show on Instagram, also TikTok, Brandon Janu Show, YouTube channel, Brandon Janu Show. Shout out to my family, Urban Boulevard. Been a brand ambassador for, damn it, 6 months, 7 months going on, damn it. So thank you to Urban Boulevard. BLVD.us is the website. You go there. If you find anything that you like, you buy it, 30% off. Use the code Brandon.30 for those 30% off. What else? Ooh, shit. That might be it. Goddamn. That might literally be it. Shout out to the family for last night. That shit was funny as fuck. Everybody was trying to find out what the fuck Dark Therapy Sessions was. This is what it is. I don't know how to say it better than that. This is what the fuck it is. All right, awesome.
Nah, just like he said, shout out to Pillow Talk with the T and the rest of the family that joined on last night. Well, when you'll hear this, it will probably be last week, but still nonetheless. Go check out Pillow Talk with the T on their YouTube channel. Also, but like just like I said at the top of the show, follow me on Instagram, Arsay Senior, RSAYSR, patreon.com/Arsay, that's RSAY. Join the Dark Therapy Session tier. Get all these episodes first before they come out on YouTube and before they come out on Channel 82. And, other than that, email us your FMKs. We would love to hear y'all's FMKs, would you rathers, and fucked up videos. We would love to see all that stuff because, you know, it does get kind of hard, especially for Mr. Brandon when he's coming up with 90% of the content that's for the show. But, send those to darktherapysession@gmail.com. We do have an Instagram page coming soon. And when that does come out, please go follow that. You know, we would really appreciate that as well. Now let's get back to the show. All right, brother. Let's do these motherfucking FMKs, man, before we get the hell out of here, brother. All right. If all the other shit that we talked about in the episode, if none of that gets us in trouble in our personal lives, I think this will. Especially with the family. You know what I'm saying?
Damn sure with the family.
Shout out to the sexy couch. The sexy couch is going to hate us after this. Straight up.
We're going to send it straight to the sexy couch right out the gate. Right after you clip it. You send it straight to
I'm perfectly fine with that. send it straight to the sexy couch. I like it. All right. So today's FMK is Beyonce, Alicia Keys. Is Beyonce, Alicia Keys, and Gene Aiko. I'm going to go, you know I'm going to you first, bro. I'm not just going to be like, this is what I'm going to do. No, Brandon, who would you fuck? Who would you marry? Who would you kill?
Okay, I'm marrying Gene Aiko. That was like obvious. I was like, yep, I'm marrying her out the gate. Okay, now I gotta shit. Here we go.
you already got the answers in your head. I know you do. So just go ahead.
Yeah, that picture of Alicia Keys is why I got to kill her. So I got to go.
That's a bad picture. That's a bad picture. That's a bad picture. My fault. My fault. My fault. I am supposed to be. I'm not producing correctly. Yeah, she stopped wearing makeup.
That's cool. I'm still going Beyonce. That's cool. I'm still going Beyonce. Yeah, I fuck Beyonce.
I feel you. That's, I feel you.
Like it's Beyonce, and you kind of have to.
I got
you. If she offer you, you just gonna be like, nah, that's a lie. Nah. That's a lie. Like, why are you lying to us?
No, bruh. I'm gonna have to disagree with you this week, brother. Except on who our wife is.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm definitely gonna marry Jean Aiko too. Okay. Now, who am I gonna kill? I wish it was FKK because I would kill both of them chicks. I would kill Alicia Keys and Beyonce. But seeing that I gotta fuck one of them, I'm gonna fuck Alicia Keys. And this is the only reason that I will fuck her. Is because I hate Swizz Beatz songs. I don't like any of his motherfucking music. His earlier shit, sure. Time out. His earlier shit, cool, whatever. But his new shit, anything after 2003 is all garbage. Oh, I don't like the shit he did with Lil Wayne. I don't like he did with shit with nobody, yo. All his beats is whack. I don't like Swizz Beatz. Yep. Yeah, I know. I told you I'm going to be really fucking hated on this one. I told you.
Yo, he was like, yeah, I got to fuck his wife just because I don't like his music. God damn.
100%. 100%.
That's one hell of a way to just get back at a nigga.
Fact. Good point.
Stop putting out that trash and I won't fuck your wife. How about that?
What he did to Cassidy was just terrible, bro. Come on. Cassidy is way better than that.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going.
He fucked over Cassidy. That was fucked facts. Up.
So because of that, not because of Cassidy, because of his whack ass music and his whack ass beats, I'm definitely going to be fucking Alicia Keys. I'm killing Beyonce for one reason and one reason only. I can't stand her motherfucking ass, and that's it. Simple as that. I don't like her. I don't like her. I just don't like her. I don't like her music. I don't like what she thinks she is. I don't like none of that shit. I don't like none of her at all. If the Beehive want to come at me, darktherapysession@gmail.com. Hit me up anytime you want. And this goes out to the sexy couch, the ladies that's on the sexy couch. Yeah, that's right. I don't fuck with Beyonce. Fuck her, man. I had to let some aggression out. Sorry.
I apologize. Yeah, that's cool. That's understandable. See, this is why we do this shit. You see, I told y'all we do aggression over here.
facts. Yeah, so there you go, guys. Now email us, who would you fuck, who would you marry, who would you kill from these three ladies out here: Jean Aiko, Beyonce, Alicia Keys. Let us know what you guys think. We really appreciate that. And once you email us, we'll put it onto the show. We'll talk about it, you know what I mean? Definitely, for sure.
All right. The hatred is going to be real that day.
Oh boy. Especially the way I acted on Pillow Talk with the C. And then ain't nobody gonna like me no more, but it's okay. That's all right. I'm used to being hated. I'm loved. I'm always loved, then hated. You know what I'm saying? That's like my cycle. Once people get to really know me, like, fuck that dude, man. Fuck him. You know what I mean? That always is the way it goes.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Facts.
You got to work your way into the hate.
Word is bad. Word is bad.
You know some shit that made people like, yeah, I don't really fuck a dude like that.
Yeah, word. Hell yeah, yo.
Like Toy Story, you got a friend in me. I don't give a fuck.
Facts. And I know you're the same way. That's why I'm like, yo, I can tell you, even though it's on this platform, I can still talk to you like I'm talking to, you know, myself, or I'm talking to, you know, because you really are a good friend. So it's like I can do that. You know what I'm saying? I can be myself around you. So, and that's why I appreciate it. You know what I mean?
Well, judge. I can't judge nobody because I don't give a fuck. I care less. Like,
facts. Hey,
whatever made you you, is what made you you. I don't know the fuck to tell you. Like, the fuck.
Word.
Can't change exactly. Now. Fuck.
Exactly.
Can't change now. Fuck what you want to do. Can't be a zebra. You've been a lion the whole life, motherfucker. You can be a zebra. You've been biting motherfuckers' head off like the last 20 years. Now you want to be a zebra. Now you want to play a speech. Fuck that.
Right. Oh, that's another thing. I hate that shit, yo. You start shit and then you want to act like you the victim. Ooh. Ooh, ooh, boy.
Next dark day of processions. Next dark day of processions.
I like that. Okay, we can do that.
That's definitely going down.
Hell yeah. Coming up before we do this, we summarize this episode, or before Brandon summarizes this episode, we do have Mr. Morio, he is the CEO and president of Channel 82 Network. He'll be coming onto the show as well. He'll be our special guest. So if you guys like what you hear, like what you see and stuff like that, go check out Channel 82. That's channel, the number 8. TY and then the number 2.com. You know what I'm saying? Go check him out. He's a really good dude, man. He's a strong man.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he's articulate. He's smart. He does poetry. And you know what I'm saying? You know, all that good stuff. So, and he's a good man, you know what I'm saying, for giving us this chance on his channel. So we really do appreciate that. Seriously. Thank you. Shout out to Morio. And hopefully we'll have you on. We will have you on very soon, for sure. But Brandon, what's up? Let us know. Let us know what this episode was about. Because if I were to do it, it's basically just like my FNKs, where fuck you, fuck them, fuck this, and fuck that. You know what I'm saying? That's how I would summarize this episode.
Well, RC summarized it perfectly well. So we're gonna just move to the next thing. So today's episode, we naming it Little Brother, but the Chronicles of Little Brothers. Listen, at the end of the day, I think we both can easily say we take on too much shit from other people that don't really give two fucks about their own shit. So they just they put it on us and make it seem like we are supposed to care when they don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I hope more people will get to the point where I'm at in my life where if you ain't talking to the person, it really don't matter. Because it's not like a real personal issue. But is it really a personal issue? Because you ain't really get up and talk to that person yet about it. So I don't know if it's really a personal issue or you just feel some type of way. Right. And for that, go feel your type of way. I can't help you. Like I said, I just can't help you. I don't know what the fuck you want me to tell you. Listen, if you're negative too, if you want to be negative on your time, not mine. I care less. You fucking up my energy. You draining my shit. And I need that back. I need that back like a motherfucker. I need it back like a refund on the taxes. I need it back immediately. just don't be negative around me. I ain't got time for this shit. And it's fucked up that it's always the people that's supposed to be the loved ones that always got the negative shit to say about what the fuck you creating or doing. It's fucked up, but it is what it is. FMKs. We're going to get so much hate. And I think...
especially me. I'm going to get murdered.
We're going to get so much hate for this shit. But hey, it's Dark Derby Sessions. What the fuck can I say? What the fuck can I say? And as we end this, like always, man, I think at the end of the day, we have created something special, man. We're getting blessed with a lot of people trying to either be on the show or figure out what the fuck the show is so they can be on the show. either way it goes. Either way it goes, from the sponsorships to the exclusive network with Channel 82, man. Everything we've done, man. I would have not done this without you, my brother, and I appreciate you. Like, I likewise. Always have that for show, man.
Likewise, brother.
You know what I'm saying? People could call us whatever, but at the end of the day, what they can call us, more importantly, is that we created Dark Therapy Sessions, and that is why this shit works. Nobody else understands this, and, you know, I just think a lot of people out here, like, want to do what we do, but it's just, like, no shots, it's just being honest, like,
yeah,
it's cool. Y'all can do all the collabs and all the shit y'all want to do. But at the end of the day, what we do is hard to fucking find because we're not drawing off of somebody else's personal experiences. We're really just telling you how we got to where we at today in our lives. And that's more important. So at the end of the day,
fuck them. And also, we're not coming off of our throne and we're not trying to get, you know, tell you how to be, how to live, and how you should be, you know, live your life.
Mm-hmm.
We're not like that. That's not what we do. We're just telling you how things are for us. Now, we can be positive and say, you know, this is, you know, maybe this is what you can do to try to avoid these things. But that's not what Dark Therapy Session is. You know what I'm saying? We're not on our high horse telling you how good we are and how good things are because of the things that we do. We're not that. What we are, like I said, it's a session where we can vent. And if you like to hear us venting and you going through some of the same problems as we are, then maybe you can, you know what I'm saying, just say, hey, you know what? I'm not the only one. Just like I said to you, man, or just like you said to me, I'm glad to see that it's not just my family. Yeah, it's not. There's a lot of families out there that's like that. There's a lot of people out there like that. A lot of little brothers out there that's like us. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the way it goes, brother. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully we can connect with those people. Hopefully we can offer some kind of escape, even for an hour and a half, however long we decide to go. And that's it. You know what I'm saying? And that's all we can do. That's all we can offer. Is ourselves. That's what we do. We offer ourselves to you. You know what I mean? So thank you. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being here, for real, for real. And thank you for being so open and honest about your stuff. Because if you weren't so open and honest about it, I wouldn't be so open and honest about it.
Yeah.
You know, seriously.
Same. Is that. I mean, we truly do have to explain ourselves a lot sometimes on this shit, but at the end of the day, we get it. We understand each other.
Facts.
Like, and that's the thing. Like, sometimes people might not understand it, but they keep coming back and listening to it clearly. So it's just like, you know, our stories are very mirror of each other, but it's also very complex at the same time.
Facts.
So I think a lot of people fuck with that. And I think that's the beauty of why we do this.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This has been Dark Therapy Session, and the session is now closed.
Peace.